You Made Me This Way, written and read by Shannon Malloy. Why am I like this? It's something I've found myself wondering each time my painful and uncomfortable personality flaws disrupt my happiness, my sense of security, my well-being, and most parts of my life. More often than not, I feel broken. There are days those fractures in my psyche feel beyond repair. And a chance conversation a few years back gave me the realization that much of those chips and cracks are the result of something that began when I was 5. This is a book that delves into those experiences, but also relies on the shared experiences of many other men who are just like me. It hasn't been easy to write, but it has been necessary. In seeking to understand more about why I am the way I am, I confronted my dark past head on. I spoke about it for the very first time ever. I sought guidance from mental health professionals. I opened up to my husband. I told my mother. I let friends in. I went looking for the insights of men who have come from a similarly difficult place and walked a near identical path. I went to a support group and I spoke to experts in the fields of treatment, research, and survivor advocacy. I heard from the loved one of a man who didn't survive. I spoke to men who had never told a soul about what happened to them as boys until they said it out loud to me for the very first time. After all of that, two things became clear to me. The first is that it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor, privileged or struggling, set up for success or fighting much harder for a place in the world, child sexual abuse has an unimaginably destructive and destabilizing impact on a young life. It's something that society struggles to comprehend and therefore chooses not to talk about. And that's understandable. When something is too awful to think about, why would you willingly start a meaningful conversation about it? It's simply too hard. It's too sad. That feeds into the second realization that writing this book has given me, which is that only a little bit above bugger all is done to help men who are sexually abused as children. Only some non-government organisations exist, and those are largely run by volunteers. Those groups each have a waitlist of hundreds of survivors desperate for a hand, just yearning to be heard, to be understood, and to be believed. The conversation about child sexual abuse, when it's had, tends to focus predominantly on girls and female survivors, rather than boys and male survivors. Perhaps it's the perception that girls are more likely to be the victims of this crime. But experts tell me the gender balance between victims is almost equal. There are a few in the field who suspect instances of child sexual abuse could even be higher in boys, but that it's not going to be represented in the data because many men don't disclose.